Gunners and Ali. The perfect blend in the morning.
Gunners and Ali. The Wave.
Good morning, Ali.
Good morning. I'm feeling a bit of a tainted love towards this coffee this morning. We've had a bit of a dilemma, haven't we? We really have. And breakfast announces they need coffee. It is known.
So Five Senses sent me a bag of coffee, but they sent me beans instead of the espresso. So yeah. I had to grind it, right? I don't have a grinder.
No.
So what I did is I put it in the Nutribullet and I grinded the crap out of it via the Nutribullet. And that's what I came up with.
That's pretty clever.
It's not, well,
but
not
you didn't grind
enough.
It enough.
No, it's
a bit too
enough.
Coarse.
Yeah,
definitely. You needed to whiz it around a bit more because it's pulling a bit of a watery shot.
So
if you think of pebbles and water running through it, kind of runs through quite quickly. But if you pour water through sand
it doesn't.
It pulls through slower, and that's what you want.
Good analogy. So
there you go.
That's going back in the Nutribullet, and I'm going to grind the crap out of it, and we'll have perfect coffee tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a bit watery today. Look, no offence, but you could have done better.
It's crap, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this kids' TV show, which went to air for the first time in 1959, wrapped up on this day in 1999. Of course, it's Mr. Squiggle.
You know what? Oh. I think Mr. Squiggle and the blackboard are a very apt illustration of you and I. I'm Mr. Squiggle.
Ah, what should I make of it?
And you're the blackboard.
Hurry up.
Now you come to mention it. Spot on.
Let me draw you something with my pencil nose. Have you ever had semolina?
As a dessert?
Yeah.
In winter?
Yeah, semolina. It's kind of like a pudding.
Like a toy puppet. Semolina, semolina, tiny little thing.
Isn't that Thumbelina?
Oh, it is too.
Thumbelina from Hans Christian Andersen. Way off. Come on, back to me here. Have you ever heard of semolina?
Yeah. Is it a sort of like a wheat-derived product?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask you, what do you think semolina is made out of? And you nailed it. It is wheat.
Is it a wheat-derived product?
It is a wheat-derived product. Tom Hanks. Oh, he's my fave. Now, he won back-to-back Academy Awards for Best Actor for Forrest Gump and Philadelphia. Also starred in many movies like Big, Saving Private Ryan,
Wilson!
Castaway,
Wilson!
And, of course,
Wilson!
Provides the voice of Woody in the Toy Story movies.
Reach for the sky!
My turn to do the hard word today, Gunners, and you're going to love this one. It just sounds so melodious.
Is that the word, melodious?
No, the word is panoply.
Panoply?
Panoply.
Panoply. How do you spell that?
P-A-N-O-P-L-Y. Panoply.
I've never heard that before in my life.
That's okay. This one will be a total guess then. Does it mean A, impressive array, B, a bouquet, or C, folded paper art? Panoply.
Ooh. Folded art I thought was origami. Yeah, I'm tossing up between the first two. I reckon, yeah, it is a stab in the dark because I've never heard this word before, so I'm just going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, an impressive array?
Yeah.
Gunners?
I'm wrong, aren't I?
You've got it. It is A.
Is it really?
Yep, an impressive array.
Woohoo!
Let me put that in a sentence for you, sir. Ali was mesmerised by the panoply of wine this weekend down in Margaret River.
Did you try them all?
187 wineries down south. Trying them all? Come on now. I'd be dead.
Yeah, you'd give it a nudge though, I reckon.
I actually only got to do one set of wine tasting at the Rustico Hay Shed because we didn't do a lot of the wineries because we had the kids.
And they were busy whining. Get it?
Dear me.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6.
91.7 The Wave.